Shachris, early and late. Shrashi Shachris means Lashon Shachris. They come early in the morning. Ko'erev means Lashon Arvis. They stay late at night. So people that stay in the Beis Medrash early and late, they'll be zeichet to learn Torah. Rabbi Omar, b'misha mashche ponav aleim. Someone that makes his face black for learning Torah. In other words, even though he doesn't have a panosa, it's hard, still he learns Torah. Ko'erev, what does it mean like an Arab, like a raven? Rabbi Omar, b'misha meisim atzmoy achzori al bonov v'yal b'nei beisei korev. I mean, somebody that makes himself like an achzori, very strict. An achzori, what's the lashon achzori? What? Cruel upon his own children. No, the oriv is a very cruel creature. He doesn't have rachmonis on his kids. That's the oriv. Or rather, protect himself than protect his kids. Is the Mora says, who is zoicha the Torah? Somebody becomes cruel upon his own children, upon his own wife, for the sake of learning Torah. What's the ma'isa? Jasanti Gemari, it's Rav Shita. Like happened to Maisav Adab Amasna. He was going to learn in yeshiva. He wanted to leave his wife and children and learn in yeshiva. It's hard to say over this Gemara, but I call upon him. The Gemara says it. So his wife told him, his wife told him, your own children, my Evidlu, what's going to happen to them? If you're going to leave us, who's going to give us panosla? Like, you're going to learn Torah, you're going to yeshiva, very good. What's going to be with us? Om Allah, he answered back, Mishlimu kurmi biagma. Did it finish all the tfuah in the fields? In other words, don't worry. There were tfuah in the fields. There's some food teeth in the fields. So he meant to say is that, in such a midah, if a person has 100% bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to learn Torah b'leiv sholem, and he has 100% bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's muftach lo, as Gemara says, that the Eibishter will give his children panasa. The Eibishter will take care of his wife and his children for him. He doesn't have to worry about it. But about you have to be in such a madrega that you're going mamash 100% lishmo, that you're able to learn Torah. Not everybody can do that. But if you're such a madrega that you could go to learn Torah and give up taking care of your mishpacha, there's avtocha Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of it for you. Trashi kurmi yurakis. Means aren't there? There's still some vegetables in the field. Mishnachrina gamilach ki yokres lo rechiva disbayir. Right. Umishalim l'soyna v'aponav. The pasuk says lavidoy. Yevusha pays back to the enemies. Omri b'shur ben Levi. Yemole mikra kosev. Not for this pasuk. Yevshalu yomu. We cannot say over such a pasuk. It's a mashra kavayochol that the Eibishter kodim shenoyse masi upon him, like he's holding a peckle in front of him. Umavakesh lashlichu emenu, and the Eibishter wants to throw it away from him. Right, the pasuk says lo yachol l'soyna, he won't hold back from his enemies. Omri Rabbi Loi l'soyna of huda lo yachol, he doesn't hold back from his enemies. Avu yachol. You're holding daf chov beis amud aleph. He wants to throw it away from him. Lo yachol l'soyna, he doesn't hold back from the enemies. Omri Rabbi Loi. He doesn't wait like not to pay back the punishment to the soinim, to the rishoyim. Al tzadikim gemurim, but the tzadikim gemurim, even if our mole they do a chet, they deserve an reinish. For them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. He doesn't give them back the reinish right away. V'hainu diyomer Rishul ben Levi. This is Rishul ben Levi dashon the posik. My just said, what does the posik say? Hasher anoichi mitzavucho hayoyim lasoisim is the diyek hayoyim lasoisim for loyelu mochel lasoisim. The mitzvahs are given to be done here on this world and not lost in love. The Moshe Mashiach, or else after the next world, you can't do mitzvahs then. The need to do mitzvahs is calls the mind you're alive on this world. This world is to do the mitzvahs, and lemach lekabos charam. When do you receive your reward? The tzaddikim lav davka receive the reward on this world, the Amor, the Eibishter pays back the reward in the next world. And Elam Abor, that's where they get back their schar. Omer Rabbi Chagai, Vitamer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. My decision, what the pasuk say? Erech Hapayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Erech Hapayim is slow to get angry. Erech Afni Boile, should have said he's slow to be angry. What's Lashon Hapayim, a double Lashon? Should have said Erech Ach. Long is his anger. But why Lashon Hapayim? El Erech Hapayim le Tzadikim, and Erech Hapayim le Rishoyim. Name is the midas of Chesed the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's for both. Zai for the tzaddikim and for the shoyim, both he waits and doesn't take out his anger right now. Shrashi apayim mashma ponim bein shechkos bein zayfos. The apayim shechkos marach umach tzaddikim losin lovoi. The apayim zumas marach l'shoyim umiach b'rusel losin lolam abo. No fakeret means both ways that Kodesh Baruch Hu does. There are two times he extends his anger, but in two different ways. for the tzaddikim, the Eibusha doesn't give them their schar in this world, so he waits with their schar to give them a bigger schar in Olam Habo. And in Rishayim is faket, the Eibusha Mol doesn't give them their Eimish in this world. Hamod Rishayim has the good in this world, that they get all the schar in this world, and their Eimish again in the Yenim world will be a bigger Eimish there. That's the Mol, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Erech HaPayim. At two times his Erech, he waits to do things. For tzaddikim, he gives them that their schorim in Olam Habo, and Rishayim gets the Reinish in the next world. Right. We have Yehudu Reimer out at the base of Sain. So Mishnah said, how wide can you make the pasim? How far can you spread the pasim out and still be able to carry? So it's a machlokes. One, Rabbi Yehudu said only to base of Sain. You can't make it more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. More than that, it's also. And the Chavim said, no, as far as you want, you could. But as providing you keep on putting pasim in between, you're allowed to go 10 amas according to a mayor, then you have to put a pasim mechitza 1 amah wide, then go 10 amas, then another mechitza, another 10 amas, as far as you want you can go, miles and miles you can go. That's the Chol Meshita. Have you just said no only to a base of time? And the machlokes was that if you hold this is not called hukuf ladira, therefore it hasn't been caramelized more than a base of time, like any park, any area that people don't live there, even though it has mechitzas. If it's wider than 70 by 70 yamis, midrabon, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside them. Yud holds bein apasim the same halacha. The Chum hold knows, since you use the water for drinking, it's called tashmish diyadim, it's called akukul for dira. Therefore, you can use the mechitis as far as you want. Iboilehu, bor upasim kamar, does the Yehudis say that the apayimama means, that the base asayim means the bor, how wide the bor is, and the pasim around it also, together, like a picture 37, the base of sayim means, in other words, between the mechitzas. The mechitzas have to be less than base of sayim apart. You don't look at the bor, you look at the bor with the pasim kummer. Oy dilma bor v'loy pasim kummer. No, if Yehuda holds, look at the bor. In case we have a bor, if the bor is a base of sayim, it's still good to make the mechitzas far away. The ikur is look at the bor itself. What does that mean? Adam noisenein of the boroi. People always look at the bor itself. Sabi the bor is left in the base of sayim. There's b'loy gazrinen dilmasol tatule yosef a base of sayim the karfif. So even though here the mechitzas really are more than a base of sayim, because the bor itself is a base of sayim, but people look inside the bor, so they'll see that you're only allowed to be metaltal up until a base of sayim. There won't be mekel if you're metaltal here, even though really the mechitzas are far away than a base of sayim. People won't think you're allowed to be metaltal other places where it's a karf of a yosef base of sayim, because they'll know here is different. Oy dilma no, adem noisen ena b'mechitzasoy. Person always looks at the mechitzas. He doesn't look at the bor itself. He looks at the mechitzas. The male of the gazrin and dilmaster lachlufei yosef a base of sayim. It's taker oser according to Rabbi Yehuda to metaltal if the mechitzas are wider than a base of sayim. You don't look at how big the bor is. No, you always have to look how far aside the mechitzas are. If the mechitzas are once the mechitzas are base of sayim aside, then it's no good. Yeah. Like picture 37. Rashi a bor upasim, his roichav habor im chalal hekev apasim horachokish toyamis. With the hekev of the pasim tuamis, that has to be less than base asayim. Oy dilma no bor luchude shorav base asayim. As long as the bor itself is up until the base asayim levad hachikas base amis. Still, you can have two amis on each side. Further than that, still it's mutter because a person only looks inside the bor and not outside the bor. So that's the shaila. If you have a bor that's exactly base of sayim, are you allowed to put the mechitzas 2 amas away? It means you'll have an extra 4 amas on both sides. Still it's mutter, or else no. Toshima, kamehain mekurovin, how close could the pasim be to the bor? Could a roish of ruba shapura? You have to have at least enough space that the roish of ruba the pora comes inside the base of pasim, which we had before was at least 2 amas. For kamehain ruchokim, how far away can the mechitzas be from the bor? Afilu kur, afilu kurayim. As far as you want. That's the Tanakh Meshita. We have Yehudu Aymenain, Beis Asayim Mutter. Only up until Beis Asayim, I mean 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas is Mutter. Yoisim Beis Asayim. Once you have further away than a Beis Asayim, Osir. It's Osir. Omru Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbanin said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Iato Moida, aren't you Moida though? The deer, that's a corral where the behemoths live. Visoyer, another corral that behemoths live outside in the city. Muksa, or else the backyard. The Chotzer, a front yard. That afilu beis chameshes kurim, or beis asar kurim, shemuter, that no matter how wide your backyard or front yard is, abdi you have mechitzas around, you're allowed to carry there. So why is ben apasim different?
Omal Lehem, Rabbi Yehudi answered back, Zu mechitza. When you have a backyard or front yard, those are good mechitzas. They're as smooth as far as you want. And the hukas of dira there. Mashen can be able to pass him. Here, the beina pass him. It's only pass him. It's not hukas of dira. It's not a good mechitza. We have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Bor, besa saima, besa saim muter. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, how wide could the bor itself be up until the besa saima, besa saim muter? For the yomru laharchik, ele kadei roisha rubi shapora. In other words, Chur Reb Shimon is also saying it's only mutl until the Beis HaSayim, but he learns the bor itself could be wide, the Beis HaSayim. And even after the bor is so wide, still you could put the mechitza still two amas more on this side and two amas more on this side. So see, according to Reb Shimon, once the bor is only Beis HaSayim, it's mutter to be marked to make the mechitza a little bit longer. So Chur Tzadik, Chavid the Kamer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Bor v'loy pasin. Since Reb Shimon is the one that says, you look at the Bor, Rabbi the Bor is not more than Beis HaSayim, it's Mutter, Habazoy Mechlala, should be a Raya, to Reb Yehud, the Bor v'pasin Kamer. That Reb Yehud is a different Shita. Reb Yehud also says it can only be a Beis HaSayim wide. He means the Mechitzis also. The Mechitzis with the Bor together cannot be wider than a Beis HaSayim. So here we have a Raya, Reb Yehud is a big Machmer, and holds that even the width of Mechitzis, there can't be a base of sign in between. You can't have water than a base of sign. And you can't include the extra two amis you need for the mechitzas. So the Mar V'Lohi, no, I'll tell you, it's not a good raya. We have Yehuda, Bor, V'Lohi, Pas, and Kummer. Reb Yehuda also means, just look at the Bor. Rabbi, the Bor is only a base of sign. It's mutter to make the chitz a little bit wider. The Yehoch is correct, the Mar V'Zoi, Hayel, the Shimon ben Elazar. We have Yehuda and Shimon ben Elazar both saying the same halacha. They're both saying in a case where the bor is exactly Beis HaSayim, it's still mutter, even though you're putting the mechitzas two amis out on one side and two amis on the other side. So you have another four amis, still it's mutter. Of course, we look at the bor. Or if it's the mamish exact same sheet, then why do you have to have two members here for him? And the Gemara 9, Iker benayu orich v'kotin. So nafkamina. When you say the Beis HaSayim, we're saying that's really the shear of the chotzer of the Mishkan. The chotzer by the Mishkan was 100 amis by 50 amis. So Orech Vakata means it's long 100 and wide 50. Reb Shimon says no. If a davka has to be squared, that means 70 yamas by 70 yamas, that's what we'll make them. But any time any side is more than 70 yamas, it's no good. Even though it's 100 by 50, which is really the same square feet as 70 by 70, we're not make them though. He holds Badavka has to be squared. You can't have more than 70 either way. And if you don't know, the ikar is, what's the square feet? Even though one way is 100, the other way is 50, also it's mutter. That's the machloikis. Machloikis, how do you measure the base of sayim? But the both moida, the base of sayim, only goes upon the bor, and you're allowed to extend the two amis more each side, the mechitza. So the more klal omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol avir shatash mishla dira. Anytime you have mechitzas, and inside the mechitzas, you use it to live there, the mechitzas are huk of the dira, like we're saying a front yard or a backyard. To go in deer of his soya muks of chutzir, the corrals for the animal. The animal lives there. Or else the front yard and the backyard, then everybody's masking afilu beis chameshas kurim, obeis asaras kurim. No matter how wide the yard, you're allowed to do it. Doesn't make a difference how wide the yard. Since the mechitz is a hook of the dira, it's mutter. Mashenkin v'chol dira, shetashmisha liyavir, anytime you have mechitzas, that inside the mechitzas is only used for the air, that means you don't live there. Kagoin Burgenin, like the small huts that just the shoyma stays inside there when it gets hot outside, but he doesn't really live there. Sheb sodois, then the locher is based on sayim mutter, shots mechitzes that were not made for the purpose of living inside there. Just on the mechitzes are there, then kozman, they're not more than 70 yams or 70 yamis, it's mutter to metal inside it. Mashenkin yoysim a based on sayim, once the mechitzes, the shetach is bigger than 70 yams or 70 yamis, it's awesome with the rabbon and hazard in karmless. And you're not allowed to be metaltal there. Instead of Nafkamina, it's a park. If you have a park, even though it has mechitzes, but if it's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, it's not hukal the dira to live there, so you're not allowed to be metaltal, carry something, dal damas, inside the park. Only if it's less than base assign, ma base assign. Stop here.
Yeah, just the last Rashi. Rashi just says, v'chol dira, Rashi says, she mechusa begag, even though the dira, this hut, has a roof on top of it, v'yasuya l'shmiras aver shechutza lo. But the word is, it's made to live in the hut only in order to protect the fields outside the hut. That's called Lashon L'chol Dira Shetashmishal Avir. And even though you're inside this hut, but it's not for the purpose you want to live inside the hut, it's only for the purpose you want to see what's doing outside in the fields, so such mechitzas are not good mechitzas, and it's only mutter if it's up until the base of Sayim. But more than that, Midrash Rabbanan has it in Karmelis, that you now have to be metal to more than Daldams. Says the Mishnah. We have Yehuda Leimer. Im hoya derech rishus harabim misavkoson. If in between the pasi berois, in between these four mechitzah, these four diyumdim you have on all four corners, the rishus harabim, the rabim walks through them, is the alocha yisalkenel its dodin. If you hold the rabim comes as mevatel the mechitzah, you can't use these mechitzahs, it's not called rishus yochid inside. So the eitzah is yisalkenel, you have to pick up the diyumdim, the four diyumdim at the four sides of the mechitzahs, and move it over to the side of the Rishus HaRabim, so that they should not walk through it, it should not be Mavato, the Rishus HaYochid. The Chachom say though, Ein Oitzorich. No, you don't have to move on the side, the Pasei Barois. Heis Midirai, so we hold that Loi Osir Rabim Mavato Mechitzis. When the Rabim walk through the Mechitzis, they do not break the Mechitzis. That's the Chachom Mishita. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, he's here now, Mishnah, the Chum tell us here how strong mechitzas are. In other words, that means that even though the rabbim are walking through, they still do not break the mechitzas. The Zakti Gemara Khan, the Chutz Mash Meloshin Khan, Usurulei, that Yab Yechon and Yab Leza both hold, like the Chachomim and Al Mishnah, that even though the rabbim walk through mechitzas, the rabbim do not break the mechitzas. Freddy Gemara Kasha, Ivriyoma Rabba Babachona, Omer Yab Yechonon, Rabbi Babachon said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Yerushalayim, the Shvokim, the streets in Yerushalayim, the main street, Ilmolei, Dalso Seher Ninolois Balailo, if not for the fact that they used to close the doors at night, is Chayovim Oleho Mishum Rishus Rabbim. There would be an Isser Hoitzor through the streets, the main street in Yerushalayim. It would have a din of a Rishus Rabbim. So why isn't it called Rishus Rabbim? Only because it has the losses, because it has doors by the two entrances to the city. Of a mashmim without the two losses, without the doors, even though you would have it Surah Sapesach, it still would be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What's the svar why? Because we say Osir Rabbim Mavato Mechitzis. Since the Rabbim walks through the Surah Sapesach, the Rabbim breaks the Mechitzis. Yeah, like Rashi says, Chayovim Oleho, Alma Osir Rabbim Mavato Mechitzis. We see the Rabbim walks through and breaks the mechitzis, so it's only because you have a door, that the door is the pshat that stops the rabbim from walking through. But without a door, just a tzuras ha-pesach or a mechitza, if the rabbim walks through it, it breaks it. In other words, that's what we're saying, alamola mechitza, if the rabbim walks through, tashtaitzach, a rabbim can't walk through a brick wall. Now it means to say you have a mechitza, but there's a pesach in the mechitza, there's like an opening. So kol zaman is only up until yud ha-masoles, alamola is still called a mechitza, it's called a pesach in the mechitza. But when the rabbim walks through that Pesach, the rabbim breaks the whole mechitza, and it doesn't have a koyach to be Rishus Yochid. So here it's the stirin Rabbi Yechanan, and with the Gemara Ella, you have to say, Kan v'lei sirulei. The pshat is Rabbi Yechanan is saying that the Chachomim and our Mishnah are telling us this yisoid, that the rabbim cannot break the mechitzas. But that's what the Chachomim hold in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yechanan himself does not pass like the Chachomim here. Rabbi Yechanan himself says, no, the rabbim walks through a Pesach, they break the mechitzas, and only a delet helps. Yeah. Zadamara. The Rami the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yehuda. Now I'll ask the stira on Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rami the Rabbonin and the Rabbonin. And I have a stira on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin. The Tanya we learned. Yes, Rav Kain, a big Yechidish, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishaho Yoloi Shnei Batin, Mishnei Tzidu Rishus Rabbin. Somebody owned two houses. One on each side of the main street, on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, let's say down Wilshire, you own the street on one side of the street, and then you own another house, you own a house on one side, and then you own another house on the other side, exactly across, is Alocha Oysa Loi Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan. If you have Yudah, all you have to do is just put up a Lechi at the end of one side of your house, and another Lechi at the other end of your house. Oi Kuri Mikan Velechi Mikan. You just put a beam going straight across in front of, by one side of your house, and then put a beam straight across on the other side of your house. And then you're allowed to carry in between the street, even though the Rishus HaRabim is walking through the street, still you're allowed to carry across from one house to another house. Is so you see what? That even though the Rabim goes through, they do not break the Mechitzas. Omru loy, the Chum sent back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the locher is Ein Mi'arvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach. You're not allowed to make an Eriv through Rishus HaRabim in such a way. So the Chura Kasha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, the Stira Rabbi Yehuda. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabbim go through the Pasei Barois and they break the Mechitzas.
that you have to move the pasi broyas to the side. Today the rabbi should not go through it. And here of Yehuda holds no, if you own two houses on both sides of the Rishus Rabbim, even though the rabbim are still walking through the main street, you're allowed to cross. You're allowed to nekaltel from one side to the other side. He invited, and Kashi the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. There's also a theory in the Rabbonins. That now Mishnah the Rabbonin say the rabbim walks through the Pasid Royas, it's still kosher. They do not break the Mechitzis. And here it says, the Chavim say, Ein Marvim Rishus Rabbim Bekach. Mashma, since the rabbim walking through your mechitzes, they breaks the mechitzes. And for the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Lakasha, I'll give you terrors, there's no stira on Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Hosom the ikrishte mechitzes mal yeso. His Rabbi Yehuda sheeter is that mid yiraisa, all you have to have is two mechitzes. If you have two mechitzes, even though they're opposite, one opposite the other, still that makes the inside area Rishus Hayochim mid yiraisa. So when you own two houses, one on each side of the Rishus Rabbim, since the front of the house is a good mechitza, when you have two good mechitzes, that makes it Rishus Yochid, and even though the Rabbim are walking in between the two mechitzes, they do not break the mechitzes. Mashenkin here in our Mishnah, by Pasli Beroyis, Hocho Leko Shtei Mechitzes Mal Yiso. Here you don't have at any point two good mechitzes. All you have is just four diyumdim at each corner. That means you have like an L shape, an amma one way, an amma the other side. And then you have a space in between of 10 Amos. So these mechitzas, even though they're kosher midiraisa, but I call upon them, they're not good mechitzas. So when you don't have good mechitzas, then you have you to hold that if the rabbin walks through these pasi berois, the rabbin breaks the mechitzas. So therefore it's no stira to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda. So the rabbonin, not melakasha. There's no stira on the rabbonin to the rabbonin either. Why there's no stira? Ho cho iko shem arba mechitzas. And now, Mishnah by Pasi Broyes, even though they're Shvachra Mechitzis, but I call upon them, it has a shame, Midiraisa, you have four Mechitzis there. Since on each side, there's an Amr on one side, Amr on the other side, like each side has two Amis, so that's called the good Mechitzis Midiraisa. And on all four sides, you have this Mechitzis of two Amis. So all four sides have Mechitzis. Then we do not say the Rabbim walking through breaks the Mechitzis. Mashenkein Hossam, in Rabbi Yehuda's case though, in the case we just own two houses on two sides of the Rishus Rabbim, so all you have is just two good mechitzes. On the other sides, the Rabbim are walking through. What are you putting up just to Lechi or Kura? That's Bechlau not called a mechitza. So Mele Hossam, Lecha, Shom, Dal mechitzes. Over there, when the Rabbim walking through your two houses, you do not have Dal mechitzes. That's why the Rabbonin say, the Rabbim come and break it. In other words, Tom, the Rabbonin dings up on Rabbi Yehuda and say that two mechitzes don't help. You dafka need four mechitzes. But in Echanami, when you have four mechitzes, then the Rabbonin Shit would be, lo yosa rabbi muvato mechitzes. So the kitzah, this is the Gemara here. So what we have from now, Gemara's posh is Rabbi Yechanan here with Chayzer, and Rabbi Yechanan does not hold like the Chom in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that the rabbi walking through mechitzes break the mechitzes. The Gemara before we had though, Rabbi Leza holds that the Chom of our Mishnah lalocha. We have lesser holes that we hold loy osa rabbim mulavato mechitzis. I'll call upon him with Yeraisa, the rabbim do not break the mechitzis. We spoke out before, it's a shayla how we paskin, doesn't say klo the psak alochem. Therefore, avadim min astam are always supposed to be machmir, that the rabbim walking through, a rabbim breaks the mechitzis. And therefore, you can't make a tzuras ha-pesach, a neriv, around the city that has a rishus rabbim inside it, unless you put up a delis on both sides of the rishus rabbim. At least on one side, that the Dela should break the Rabbim from walking through. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why a lot of cities were same to make an Erev, even though it's a Shalal Alocha, maybe the Rabbim would come and break the Mechitzes. So Mishnah Berurah says, vice versa, that the Minig Olam, the reason why they were Mekel, because they were same on Reb Lezer Shita. To hold that Akoponim, Mid Yeraisa, we hold, Lo Yosa Rabbim Mavata Mechitzes. Mid Yeraisa, if you have a good Surah Pesach, even though the Rishus Rabbim is walking through it, they don't break the Mechitzes. That's why you say on Erevin. So therefore, midiraisa, there's no shayla. Only shayla in the rabbonins. In the rabbonins, you can be makel with other tzirufim. That maybe it's not a real rishus rabbim. You need 600,000 people walking through it every single day, and maybe then you don't need a delis. Maybe it's enough them just a tzuras pesach. So avada is sodim to be machnir, but these are the sodim why some people are makel on erevin. Because the same on Reb Lezer Shita to say midiraisa koponim lo yosa rabbim umavato mechitzas. Weiter. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef. Omer Reb Yochanan. Eretz Yisrael, ein chayovim olehem ushum rishus rabbim. He holds there's no din Rishus Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Rishus Rabbim. So the Gemara, why not? Yosef Rabdimi Yukom Ale Lohoshmaita. He said over this halacha. Omalei Abaye Le Rabdimi. So Abaye told Rabdimi, my time, what's the reason? What are you saying over? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say over the name of Rabbi Yechonon that there's no din in Rishus Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum Demakev Le Tzulma De Tzur Mehachisa.